Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Facebook and the Data Protection Commissioner in the news twice today. The Commission has launched an investigation into how Facebook stores passwords. That's the first story. The second, as Philip Boucher-Hayes reports, is international attention once again focusing on Ireland's willingness to crack down on the companies that dominate the economy. This follows a re-examination of how the data regulator handled Facebook's most infamous breach of privacy, the one which played a role in Donald Trump's election.
It was a term that was actually given to me. Usually I like to think I'm up myself, but this was given to me.
We can't be in doubt any longer about the significance of the role played by Cambridge Analytica in getting Donald Trump into the White House.
But they had this expression, drain the swamp, and I hated it. I thought it was so hokey. I said, that is the...
The president himself has admitted publicly how important the data gathered on millions of voters was in shaping and refining his message.
And I said, and we will drain the swamp. The place went crazy. I couldn't believe it.
How this Facebook user data ended up in the hands of Cambridge Analytica is something we have reported before on this programme. Facebook allowed app developers access to their platform to develop free games for users to share. What many of those developers wanted, though, was not to enhance users' experience, but their personal data.
Cambridge Analytica, via various apps that were available on Facebook, would obtain access not just to the person who was using the app, but also to their friends, basically getting one person's consent for sharing their information. They were able to access their entire network.
I download an app, you and I are Facebook friends, and Cambridge Analytica would be able to get a whole treasure trove of personal data about you, even though you had never given any consent.
That's my understanding, exactly.
Nicholas Vineker is a tech journalist writing for Politico. He's just published a piece that probes just how much regulating of Facebook by the Irish Data Protection Commissioner was going on in 2011 and 2012.
I don't want to suggest that the regulator knew about Cambridge Analytica. Nothing in my reporting suggests that. But what's clear is that the regulator said Facebook really needs to improve its processes and become much tighter, have much tighter control over third-party apps.
In 2011, the Irish Data Commissioner audited Facebook for privacy. They were quite strong in their criticism of this data Wild West, where effectively anyone could be digitally snooped on. The audit said, there is justifiable concern around the ability of mobile phone applications to collect additional information in relation to members once they have signed up to a mobile app. Facebook must, the audit said, ensure that mobile applications only seek information where entirely justifiable and only use it with the individual's full consent. A follow-up report re-auditing Facebook the next year was very different in tone.
The 2012 report signaled that Facebook was compliant across the board. There's a series of boxes, maybe, I don't know, dozens of boxes or recommendations, problems flagged. And on just about every single one of them, DPC said Facebook has fulfilled, has complied with the recommendation to our satisfaction.
And indeed, Facebook told this programme at that time that they had done everything that had been asked of them.
Facebook Ireland complies with European data protection principles and Irish law, and it concludes, nonetheless, we have some vocal critics who will never be happy, whatever we do, and whatever the Data Protection Commission concludes.
Right about now, you're probably expecting a but, and here it comes.
The regulator said it was satisfied, and that was the end of the story. But it wasn't the end of the story.
Because what the Data Protection Commissioner had sought wasn't fully implemented until 2014. This period between 2011 and 2014 was when Cambridge Analytica, among others, was harvesting user data. Nicholas Vinokur notes that although Facebook hadn't actually done what it was told to do, the follow-up audit in 2012 treated the issue as more or less wrapped up.
On all the counts, the specific counts that were raised of problems signaled with Facebook's privacy practices, the regulator says that it is satisfied or that the issue is no longer relevant. So I ask, well, if you ticked all those boxes, then where was the problem? And why didn't you come out and say publicly that much, much more work was needed on this?
Indeed, the then Data Protection Commissioner, Billy Hawkes, was asked on this programme at that time, did Facebook users need to worry about what was happening to their data? He was pretty relaxed in his response.
I think it's important not to get too exercised about this. I mean, we carried out a very detailed examination of Facebook's privacy policies. We made a series of recommendations to them, which largely they have implemented. We continue to engage with Facebook on new developments. We're working with them in the same way as we work with every other company in Ireland. Basically, we work with those who are willing to cooperate with us.
So did the Data Protection Commissioner drop the ball back in 2011? Did the regulator soft soap its criticism just 1 year later, having received pushback from Facebook? The Data Protection Commissioner gave me a statement in response to this story today. It says that the story is inaccurate and that no perfect score or clean bill of health was given to Facebook in the second audit in 2012. The Data Protection Commission don't make this audit available on their website, but I have seen a copy of it. And it does give Facebook a nearly clean bill of health, 1 year after they had identified the problems, but 2 years before they were solved. You don't have to trust my interpretation of that report, though, because that is also pretty much what Billy Hawkes said on this programme at that time, 1 year after they had identified the problems, but 2 years before they were solved.
We found that in general they had implemented just about all of them, except for a few which they agreed to carry out within a short period. So broadly speaking, we found that they were compliant. And basically, if we find a company is compliant, we have no reason to take enforcement action.
It's not possible to join the dots directly between failing to close down these privacy breaches in 2011 and Cambridge Analytica's exploitation of them in the presidential election in 2016.
And I said, and we will drain the swamp. The place went crazy.
But it is further evidence in the eyes of data protection regulators elsewhere in Europe that Ireland could be the wrong country to effectively be in charge of policing the tech giants.
I think it's something that is going to become more and more glaring as time goes on. If you look at the one flagship kind of measure that's been taken under GDPR, the French regulator's fine of Google. It fined Google because it didn't like the way Google gathered consent and the way the questions were sort of ordered to users on, you know, you consent to this and you tick this box and so on. So it was purely on the question of how consent was gathered, they decided to fine them 50 million euros. So that gives you a sense that on one end, you have regulators that are pretty literal, that want at least to send a signal that we're going to respect these rules. And on the other, you've got, a regulator that's fairly happy to take Facebook's word on data exchanges between WhatsApp and Facebook. It says, well, they're not for commercial purposes. Okay, that's fine. We're not going to investigate.
In fairness to the Irish Data Protection Commission, it has just today launched another investigation into Facebook's alleged storing of hundreds of millions of passwords in a highly insecure format. But when you have been caught with your hand in the data cookie jar as many times as Facebook has at this stage, and the Irish regulator remains their preferred overseer, the questions about the need for more robust regulation will persist.
Philip Badger-Hayes reporting.